President Trump has put forth a 21-point Gaza peace plan, and Netanyahu has agreed to the plan, modifying it slightly. Hamas must decide within the next couple of days as to whether or not they're going to accept it. And a 47-boat flotilla in the Mediterranean has been stopped by the IDF that was attempting to break the blockade. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lionel Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, October 3rd of the year 2025. Here's the news for the week. Last week, we reported to you that President Trump had made a very negative comment about all the discussions of annexation for Judea and Samaria. It was a very harsh and very direct statement he made. We weren't quite sure what his motivation was and why he made such a strong statement, but this week we learned why. Apparently, he was putting together a peace plan for Gaza, and he did not want to have anything disturb that. President Trump has now presented a 21-point peace plan for Gaza that includes the release of all of the hostages, the IDF withdrawal, a whole new way of organizing Gaza without Hamas being in charge. His peace plan specifically calls for the release of all hostages within 72 hours and Israeli withdrawal from certain key Gaza areas and the dismantling of all Hamas weapons, tunnels, and structures that they had, basically shutting Hamas down. Now, Netanyahu has agreed in principle with all of the plan. He did modify one key part of the plan, and that had to do with the stages of IDF withdrawal. He set that up so as to protect the IDF soldiers in their withdrawal so it would be safe for them to step away. Their withdrawal comes in three stages with an expanding perimeter for those people in Gaza to have more and more of the Gaza Strip. However, there would be a remaining border around the Gaza Strip inside of Gaza that no one would be permitted to be in those areas. That would keep the borders safe between Gaza and Israel. Now, the other thing that Netanyahu did, and the president insisted on it, was that he called up the Prime Minister of Qatar and apologized for the IDF raid in an attempt to take out the Hamas leadership that was there in Qatar. And once he made that apology, Trump then followed that up with the Qatari government by saying, making another bold statement, that any attack on the Qatari land or the Qatari government would be an attack on the United States. That was kind of already understood, but he boldly made that assurance to the Qatari government. I would remind everybody that we have a major U.S. base in that nation, and so that's completely consistent with existing policy. But it came off as reinforcement and encouragement to the Qatari government that they were not going to let Israel do that again. And Israel has agreed not to do that again as well. But going back to the peace plan, you got to ask the question, what is Hamas going to do? All of the Arab neighbors and everyone is agreeing to the peace plan. Everybody's agreeing to the peace plan. The only question is, what is Hamas going to do? Now, I would remind you that there's a certain proverb that we have said for many years about the Palestinians. It goes like this. The Palestinians never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And even though this makes perfect sense for the Palestinians and Hamas in particular, to stop the war with Israel, to stop the war in Gaza, return the hostages, and stop fighting, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will do the right thing. I would remind everybody that in Israel right now, they're observing Yom Kippur, a very holy day for Israel, and there's a lot of history in Israel about conflicts in the land at that same time frame. In fact, one war was called the Yom Kippur War. So this is a tense time in Israel for everyone as well as for Hamas. Now, Islamic Jihad, that's the other minor element that works with Hamas. They responded to the peace plan by suggesting a slightly different withdrawal plan linked to the release of hostages. We'll let some hostages go if the IDF goes to a certain level and so on and so on. And that was immediately rejected, said, no, you're going to release all the hostages and then the IDF will withdraw. So we're going to have to see what happens. Now, they put a deadline on Hamas and they said they have to answer within a few days. So this weekend, as we watch, we're going to see if Hamas will agree to this peace plan. The president has said that if Hamas agrees, then we'll go forward, we'll implement the plan, hostages will be released, Hamas will be shut down, and Gaza will begin to heal. However, he said if they don't, then essentially Hamas will be getting ready to go to hell. There is a flotilla that was, and you'll love this part, out of the Mediterranean, some 47 boats launched from Spain, traveling past Italy. Again, another one of these boats that contained both Spanish and Italian citizens on it, and they were approaching Gaza to break the 150-mile blockade that Israel has put around the Gaza Strip from the Mediterranean side. This is a very hazardous trip for some of these small boats to be traveling through the Mediterranean Sea, and given the number of boats, you can imagine that not every boat is going to be operational. So they had a lot of trouble getting through the Mediterranean Sea from Spain toward Israel. As they approached the 150-mile blockade, lo and behold, the IDF went out and intercepted it, and they removed all of the passengers off the boats. They took them into custody, they brought them in, and they're escorting the boats into other areas. Greta Thunberg, who's very famous for her climate stuff, joining with certain Italian politicians who are far left politicians, they were on board. And as it turns out, documents indicate Hamas was involved in organizing this flotilla. It was a political PR stunt, and it was intercepted by the IDF. All but one boat have been evacuated. And they've been escorted and their boats into Israel. Then nothing has been gained by this. If you remember, Greta did this one other time before and she was told she's not permitted to come back to Israel. Not quite sure what Israel is going to do with her again because she's violated the original agreement. And of course, you have to ask yourself the question, what in the world were they thinking they were going to do? Now they were saying, we're bringing aid to the Palestinians. Well, aid is flowing into the Palestinians now. The GHF efforts, the Gaza Humanitarian Federation Fund, has been doing a good job of getting aid into the Palestinians. That's no longer an issue. There's no longer a humanitarian crisis. There never was to begin with, but it's definitely for sure now. And there was no benefit whatsoever in this flotilla going other than they wasted a lot of time and the IDF intercepted them out in the Mediterranean Sea. Moving on to another interesting story that we learned this week. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, which is an organization that's been here in the United States for many years, an important organization that has worked to protect the Jewish people from people trying to harm and persecute the Jewish people. It turns out that documents indicate that they're referring to Turning Point USA. This is the Charlie Kirk organization. They classified Charlie Kirk and his organization, Turning Point USA, as an extremist, right-wing, radical group, and they were opposed to him. The ADL was opposed to them. Those documents also further revealed that the FBI of the United States of America was involved with the ADL, joining them, undercover, working with them, and that the ADL was being used as an organization to be anti-Christian, and that the U.S. government under the Biden administration and the Obama administrations were using the ADL and the U.S. government resources to be opposed to Christian groups in America. Biden and Comey of the FBI embedded those FBI agents to spy on Americans and to be opposed to them. If you recall, many years ago, there were Christian organizations that could not get through the IRS paperwork because of the persecution the IRS was doing to them. and they were using such organizations as the ADL to claim that they were right-wing extremist organizations, should not be granted those rights and privileges as any other organization exercising their First Amendment rights here. So it turns out that we've been having anti-Christian bias in our own government, besides anti-Jewish bias going on, that's also happening in our government and by other groups within our country. Recently, there was a poll taken, and this is just very recently, that it was asked, do the American people support Israel today? And for the first time, the majority of the American people said no. That the latest polls are trending and saying that they appear to be supporting the Palestinians over Israel and the Jewish people. You got to ask yourself, what kind of madness is this? What in the world is happening here? I'm going to give you my best insight I can give you on why has this happened. Americans, apparently, those that are agreeing to this, they agree that what Hamas did on October 7th, coming over and viciously attacking the Jewish people in the way they did, that that was wrong on the part of Hamas, and that yes, Israel has the right to defend themselves and to come back over and get their hostages back and deal with Hamas for what they did. However, they go one step further, and they say that the response on the part of Israel must remain proportional to what has taken place. And so they don't like the idea of the IDF coming in with tanks and troops, airplanes that bomb, helicopters that shoot rockets, because you see, Hamas didn't have all of those things. So the proportional response on the part of Israel, they're saying you need to keep everything fair and so that there's not, quote, genocide taking place and all the civilian deaths and so forth. To tell you the truth, I don't understand this argument, because in warfare, and this has been the standard for all nations and at all times, that if one nation or one group of people attack another nation and other people, that the one that was attacked has the full right of self-defense to use all means necessary to defend themselves. And if they use, and if they have the capability to come back using airplanes, tanks, and whatever, then they have the right to use whatever weapons they have at their disposal. I mean, it's a little bit like a man breaks into your house, he has a knife, he threatens you, but you then use a gun to shoot him. Well, he didn't have a gun, he had a knife, so am I supposed to proportionally only use a knife against him? That doesn't make sense. And that is what is kind of in the background of the thinking of why people are leaning toward the Palestinians and against Israel, is because they see Israel having overwhelming force, and they think that's inappropriate for them to do. That is madness. That is unbelievable craziness. They do not understand the reality of the world. And it's another evidence of that these are the birth pangs of the end of the ages for us. This is what Yeshua warned us about the madness that would come into the world. Let me give you some other news that happened this last week that shows you how the madness is carrying itself out. In Manchester, England, a man drove his car into a group of people in front of a synagogue, then began stabbing multiple people, injuring four of them. The suspect, who was wearing a suicide belt, was neutralized by armed police. Two Jewish worshipers were killed, three injured. All were entering the synagogue for the Yom Kippur services, their most holy day. In Morocco, citizens are rioting and protesting the government policies there, setting cars and buildings on fire. There were two ramming, stabbing attacks in Judea and Samaria this week. More Hezbollah terrorists have been eliminated by the IDF this week. The conflicts just continue to go on and on and on, and more incidents of anti-Semitic behavior, the hatred of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And now it's spreading over to Christians and other people who believe in the God of Israel. We need to continue to pray. We live in a very weird world at the moment, and it is like what Yeshua said, the birth pangs of coming to the end of the ages. I want to say thank you again for viewing this program. Remember to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more content with no commercial interruptions, subscribe to our lionandlamb.tv subscription service. Our weekly programs are available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. We'd love to have you join other programs we have. And if you'd sign up at the ministry, you can get a new free Yovo magazine. This, in fact, is the latest edition that we have coming out. You can either get a digital copy or a free hard copy, go to be sent to your home. Our weekly programs are out on all the social media platforms. The fall holidays are upon us. We wish you the very best for all the holidays. And by the way, next week, the World Update will be coming to you from the Feast of Tabernacles in the camp. I'll look forward to seeing you then at that time. Until then, Shabbat Shalom to all of you.